And we're back here on KSBT and Rock 103, and I believe we have our technical issues all lined out. And we're going to do the Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game from last week as we near third quarter kickoff here on KSBT and Rock 103. And Isaac Webb had three sacks last week and a lot of real nice plays. So we have decided to make Isaac the Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game for the Bulldog game against Lakeland, of course, tonight. Not sure who we're going to pick as the player of the game, although one guy has six touchdowns thrown, so that might be something. And right now you see a lot of backup guys getting ready to warm up and possibly come into this one. Of course, the Wolverines decided to defer to the second half, so for them, I'm not sure if it's fortunate or unfortunate, but they get the ball first. With a 49-0 deficit facing them and the Bulldogs looking to continue on. Once again, we want to say congratulations to the Standpoint girls soccer team. A PK victory, 10-9 over Bishop Kelly, their heated state tournament rival. So the Bulldogs get the upper hand. They will play in the championship game tomorrow evening for the 4A state girls soccer title. And last we heard, halftime score between Lakeland and Moscow was 14-all. And that one, everything on the line there. Lakeland needs to win to keep their season alive. Moscow, if they win, they would be the number one seed out of District 1. They'd host next week, and the Bulldogs would then be the second seed and be on the road again next weekend, likely to Blackfoot by all indications. So we'll keep you up to date as the night goes on. And if there is a Kansas tiebreaker from Coeur d'Alene on Monday, we will have it for you here on KSBT in Standpoint and Rock 103 HD2 in Kootenai. All right, so the Bulldogs getting set to kick it away. Dylan Peterson rested from doing just innumerable kickoffs in that first half and extra points. And back deep, two receivers for Evergreen. The Wolverines, once again, will be going from left to right across your radio dial in their home unis. The crowd after the homecoming festivities, nice and jacked up. So here we go, what I would imagine would be a very quick second half about to come your way on KSBT and Rock 103. And the kick is taken at the 12-yard line, returned to the near side. A broken tackle and a run all the way out to the 30-yard line. So it's a nice return there for Evergreen. And that is their number 23, at least by our indication. Quinton West on the return. So at the 31, that's where the Wolverines will begin this second half on offense. And indeed, the clock is rolling, so it will be a pretty quick second half here on KSBT and Rock 103. Glad you're along with me. Chris Chapman bringing in the action from Highland Stadium here in just outside of the Seattle-Tacoma Airport. Four wides, one back. Hand off to that back, and he is met immediately by Bellegarde and a host of Bulldogs. That's going to lose a yard, and so far in this one, their running plays have amassed more negative yards than positive yards, and they continue to go backward. So it's going to be second down now. Bulldogs with a whole host of new numbers out there. In fact, I don't see a single starter on the field right now for the Bulldogs. So JV guys, and there's a snap over the head of the quarterback, and it's covered up inside the 15-yard line. The shotgun snap went over the head and between the quarterback and the running back. And it's going to be third down now and very long as the ball rests on the 15-yard line. And they'll mark it, right at the 15. So they need to get out to the 41-yard line for a first down. That's your old third and 26, Coach. What do you got? So here we go on third and long. And if you're still with us and have been with us the entire game, kudos to you. There is a run up to the 20-yard line, and a very nice run and a gain of 3 or 4 on what should have been a sack, but some nifty running there from the quarterback, Spencer Brown. Going to make it 4th down and about 20, and the Bulldogs will get the football back. And you have to bear with me. We have a bunch of new numbers out there. It looks like it's Luke McCorkle, who is a Bulldog basketball player as well. Spoke to him before the contest. So Luke back to receive this kick, which is another grounder and another block. Punt blocked, and then one of they caught the block and ran it forward, did Evergreen, which should be the Bulldogs football where it was caught. You can't advance a blocked punt. It's not like you can pick it up and go. So the Bulldogs are going to get the football inside the 20-yard line wherever it was caught by the gunner for the – well, they're going to give him the run, I guess. Wow. So let's see where they actually mark this. It looks like they're going to put it – yeah, they got to put it back where the guy caught it. Well, they're going to give it to him at the 32, whatever. So for the Bulldogs, Augie Lehman is your new quarterback. And it looks like we've got Gordy Dowd as the running back. Dowd gets face mask, then fumbles, and then it's picked up by one of the Bulldog receivers who takes it down. Actually, it's picked up then by a Lehman, a quarterback, who advances it a couple more yards. But with the 15 yards, they're going to tack on to that one after the clear face mask. In fact, Dowd had to readjust his helmet. We have an update from Lakeland as Moscow has now taken a 21-14 lead in the third quarter of that one. So first and 10 Bulldogs at the 19-yard line. And again, Bulldogs with the essentially the JVs in there now. So it's Lehman with Dowd right behind him. Lehman takes the snap, hands it to Dowd. Dowd drives forward. He's going to get a couple 3 yards on something that probably should have netted him 2 or 3 yards of loss as he was hit in the backfield. But Dowd kept his feet driving, and the Bulldogs, positive yardage out of that, make it 2nd down and 7. Ball at the 17-yard line. Lehman, 4 wide. Dowd, the back right now beside him to his right. Bulldogs headed towards the eastern end of the stadium here. Right to left across your radio dial in their road white. Cruising in this one. Already 6.5 minutes gone in this third quarter as the clock has been running since about 3 minutes left in the second quarter. There's a handoff. Dowd cuts inside. He's to the 10, and that's where he's going to be tackled. That's going to be close to a first down. So give him about 5 on 2nd down and 8. It's going to be 3rd. Well, give him, give him 5, 6, 7. So it's going to be 3rd and 1 after all of that. 2 near side, split wide on the far side. Receivers for the Bulldogs. Lehman watching, letting as much time run off the clock as possible. Now the Bulldog's going to snap it, hand it off. Dowd up the middle. Dowd breaks a tackle. He's inside the 5, knocked down at the 4, first and goal standpoint. So Bulldogs now with the football inside the 5 as the second squad is driving for their first touchdown, looking to put the Bulldogs up by 55 points. First and goal. Lehman. That's Augie Lehman, the backup quarterback for the Bulldogs. Again, waiting. Trying to run as much time off the clock as possible before the snap. Here comes that snap. There's a handoff. There is a touchdown for Dowd. Dowd takes it in, and the Bulldogs lead it 55-0 with 4.5 minutes left in this third quarter. Bulldogs bring the extra point team out. So Sandpoint just runs, and they are able to get once again into the end zone. Extra point snap is down, hold is good, kick is up, and it is good as well. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this with the Bulldogs up 55-0.
The days are getting shorter, the leaves are starting to turn, the horses are putting on their winter coats, and George just bought a bunch of 4-H livestock at the fair. These are all signs that fall is on the way, and at the co-op, that means fall specials. George has just put all the Speco log splitters on sale. For the month of September only, all Speco log splitters are $100 off. This sale is limited to stock on hand, so hurry in for best selection. Hattie has most of the remaining soil amendments and fertilizers in the front parking lot marked down for September. This sale is also limited to stock on hand while supplies last. You can check out this sale in the co-op roundup due in mailboxes September 6th. And Suzanne has some pet food and dog blanket specials happening in the store just in time for fall. Find these specials and so much more at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934, 208-263-6820.
And we're back on KSBT and Rock 103. 2:40 remaining third quarter. Bulldogs just kick it down the middle, and it is picked up by one of the linemen and out to the 45-yard line. Rumbles, one of their big boys. And they did have, when I was looking at their roster, I'm like, man, they got some big guys, 270, 280, 290. That was number, looks like 45. He's a mere freshman at 255. And 6 feet. So here comes the quarterback once again, Mr. Brown, Spencer Brown, leading the offense for the Wolverines on first and 10 at the 45. Snap is good. The handoff is complete, and they get 2 yards of positive yardage out of it. As we are inside 2 minutes of the third quarter, as the running clock has been employed here, since about 3 minutes to go in the first half. Second down and 8 for Evergreen. Bulldogs resetting on defense, and as they're doing so, there's a throw out. It is incomplete near side, trying to get it out to the wide receiver, number 2, Jiro Rengel, and overshooting his intended receiver that time, Brown. And Rengel was open because the Bulldogs were doing a whole bunch of shifting. And they were in the midst of all that shifting when the snap came from Evergreen, but they were unable to do anything with that opportunity. So now it's going to be third down and a long 7. Almost to midfield. If I remember correctly, I don't think Evergreen has made it past the midfield stripe in this game yet. And there's another bad snap, and they're going to have to fall on it. The center just snapped it right up into himself, and the ball then fell to the turf, and it's going to be forced down, and now Evergreen's going to have to punt once again. McCorkle back deep to do the punting, to do the kick return duties. That's That's going to be the, actually, they're going to turn around and do it the other way. End of the third quarter. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
Trust Vets provides a web-based marketing opportunity that drives business to veterans in our community. This is accomplished through relationships, web directory, social media, and our Friend of Veterans program. Our website makes it easy for you to identify local veteran-owned businesses for your shopping and service needs.
If you're a resident of North Idaho, please support Trust Vets members like Ryan Robinson of Wells Fargo Bank and Jim Woodward of Apex Construction. Blue Sky Broadcasting is a proud partner of Trust Vets. To find out more, visit their website at www.trustvets.com.
If you're a veteran or know veterans in this community, please tell them about us. Trust Vets. They've earned it. For more information, contact Rich at Folletto.rich@trustvets.com and visit our website at www.trustvets.com. Thank you.
Start of the fourth quarter, and it is punting time once again for Evergreen. There's a snap that is taken nicely, a good high kick that is going to hit and bounce down into the 25, 26-yard line. That's where the Bulldogs will take over, leading it 56-0. Start of the fourth quarter from Lakeland, with Moscow still leading it 21-14 in that key matchup going on. That will determine whether the Bulldogs will be on the road next Friday night or possibly playing the Kansas tiebreaker on Monday. So, Bulldogs back out. Lehman with Dowd as his running back and four wides, although I would be shocked if the Bulldogs put the ball in the air. As they are just letting the clock, milking the clock as much as possible on every play to let the game get over as quickly as possible. The fewest number of plays run here in the second half. Snap back, hand off to Dowd, Dowd up the middle, and he's going to drive forward, hit at the line of scrimmage, but he carries the pile with him for six. It's going to be second down and four. So a nice job by the backup offensive line, cleaning out some space for Dowd, and he just kept his feet moving and got it across the 30 and out to the 33-yard line. It's a short four, too. Almost seven on that first down carry for Dowd. Lehman watching the back judge. Just standing there. Back judge checking his clock. Probably thinking to himself, man, this has got to be over quick. So with the 10:09 left, here comes the snap. Bulldogs, second down. Handoff is a fake to Dowd, and Lehman keeps it, and he's going to be tackled for a one-yard loss. So it's going to be third down now with 9:50 left. Bulldogs punt team almost ran in on third down. Now we've got another substitution coming for the Wolverines as one of the players, a little shaken up, jogs off, and his replacement comes on. Third down, Bulldogs. Augie Lehman, the backup quarterback for the Bulldogs, leading it 56-0. Down right next to Lehman on this third down, and just a little more than four. They hand it to Lehman, and he gets to the outside. He's got a first down and more, but flags fly, and it's going to be probably coming back as the referee throws the flag right in the middle of the action. So I think we're going to have a third down and very long for the Bulldogs. As, yep, standpoint, tagged for the holding. So you can take the first down off the board. And the Bulldogs are going to be facing a third down and about 14. Actually, it'll be longer than that with the flag at the 30. That'll mark them all the way back to the 20. So they'll need about 16 to get a first down and avoid their first punt of the night. So, third down coming now. Clock is about 8 minutes and 20 seconds left in this fourth quarter of action. Bulldogs already with this one salted away since about the second drive of the game. And then we've got timeout on the field. Timeout called by... Well, the timeout was called by Evergreen. Apparently they weren't digging the Bulldogs. We're just going to let it run. So they decided to use a timeout. We'll keep it here and remind you that we've got the Pierce Auto Center postgame show. I am so high and far away that I will not have a chance to talk to Coach Knowles afterwards, but we will have the Jalapeno stat page, and we'll have at least a final update from what we can surmise is happening in Lakeland tonight. With Lakeland and Moscow going after it, the running clock probably means we will be off the air before that game ends. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens. We do happen, by some stretch of the imagination, to have Bulldog football on Monday. We'll have it for you right here on KSBT and on Rock 103. So Bulldogs now facing the 3rd and 16, they're calling it, with Dowd right behind Augie Lehman and four wide. See if the Bulldogs try and get this through the air. There's a snap back to Lehman. Lehman's going to run. He gets to the outside. He's at the 20. He's at the 30. He might have a first down. He's fighting for it, but he gets stopped just short. All to the about 29, 30-yard line. So that's a pretty good run for Lehman, and he got met pretty stiffly there at the end of it. So it's going to be fourth down. The Bulldogs are going to have to punt. The chain gang is acting like it fourth, like that was should have been a first down for them, which is wrong, isn't it? I guess the Bulldogs, that was a fourth down play, the last play? It should have been third down because there was a penalty. But they're making it a first down for... they skipped in some guys from the Canadian Football League to ref this game at halftime because apparently you only get three downs now. And then you turn it over on down. Anyway, it's immaterial for the contest tonight with 6:45 left because the Bulldogs have this one salted away. And a new quarterback for the green-clad Wolverine. We'll get that one for you. I believe that was number 16 who's playing quarterback now. Number 16 is... the guy who was rolling off the field earlier with cramps, Keno San, if it indeed is 16, he got about 5 on first down. So 2nd and 5 coming up, even though he was being chased in the backfield. All right, so is it 13? Okay, it's number 13. And he's running to the near side, and he's a big boy. He stiff arms a Bulldog, and it's going to be knocked down at the 25. So short gain, maybe 3. So 3rd and 2 coming up for Evergreen. And number 13, the guy who's been doing the punting mostly. And he's got a couple of sacks as well. Vincent Johnny, or something to that effect. There we go, 3rd down. He is a senior as well. And they're running the option, trying to get to the outside. Now he's trying to get up into the middle, and he's going to lose yards on this one. Tried to run it to the outside. I'm thinking speed probably isn't one of his strong suits. He's big and strong, but he went wide. And then from a 3rd down and 2, it is now going to be 4th down and about 6. So we'll see what Evergreen decides to do on this 4th down play as the quarterback runs walks, frankly, all the way over to the sideline. Now he's jogging back to the huddle. With 4:38 left in this one, Bulldogs cruising, wrapping up the regular season, leading it 56-0, and 4th down coming up for Evergreen from the 28. Quarterback looks like he wants to run or throw. He drives forward. I think he's going to get there. I'm going to give him enough for the first down. The offense is coming on the field. Oh, nope, he came up just short. So the Bulldogs will take over on down, coming up about a couple football lengths short of a first down. So standpoint with 3:55 left, should be able to just about put this one to bed if they can get a first down. So the second-string offense back out there. It's been running clock since early in this one. About 3-4 minutes left in the second quarter, and they went mercy rule as the Bulldogs got to 48-0 before halftime. So Augie Lehman in at quarterback, just waiting for the... signal to go. He gets it from the back judge. claps his hands three times, and the ball goes through his hand. He picks it up, and he's going to be tackled back inside the 10-yard line. So it's going to be second and long for the Bulldogs back inside the 10. So now second down. You have to watch for the third down turnover on down thing in this possession. Trips near side in a sack for the Bulldogs. One receiver off to the left on second down and 23. Clock continuing. 2.5 minutes now, just under it. As the Bulldogs wait for the back judge to give the signal that there's less than 5 seconds left on the play clock. Now the snap and the handoff to Dowd. Dowd with a good run up the middle, still on his feet. Hurdles a guy at the 15, gets out to the 19. So gets a bunch of that first down loss back. It'll be third down now and about 13. And with under 2 minutes in the contest, the Bulldogs are back to the line of scrimmage. So Bulldogs will be staying in the region tonight, heading back to Sandpoint tomorrow. We've got 1:42 left and the clock continuing to run. This is Bulldog football on KSBT and Rock 103. Next week, coming to you at some point in time. Just waiting for the Moscow-Lakeland final. No Vandals tomorrow. Vandals on a bye this week. There's a handoff near side, down, looking to get to the outside, 20, 25. Not going to be enough for a first down. It'll be fourth down and about 8. And with about 35, 40 seconds left in the game, the Bulldogs will kick it away. Now under a minute officially as the punt team trots out. And Dylan Peterson getting set to boot it away. So snap is back. It's a grounder. Peterson picks it up. Ball still loose. And it's going to be, doesn't matter who recovers it at this point. It's going to be football for Evergreen at the 19-yard line with 25 seconds left. And they stop the clock as Evergreen calls timeout in some sort of vain attempt to show that, yes, indeed, they can score. So they call the timeout, their second, and they'll talk it over with a first and 10 at the 19. Bulldogs will trot over and talk with their coaches as well during this timeout. Now the Bulldogs leave the field, and the Wolverines are trying out. So the Bulldogs now want to preserve the shutout until they put the first team defense back in. Wow, okay. You're going to call timeout trying to score on a slate? The Bulldogs are going to say, yeah, I don't think so. So they put out the first team defense. Oh, and once again, Evergreen having trouble getting enough or the right combination of guys out onto the field. Literally, it looks like the coach is counting them out right now. So here comes Evergreen. Maybe a play or two if they're quick. They have just one timeout left, 25 seconds. Crowd on its feet. They want to score. Bulldogs are doing their darndest to keep that from happening. And they've handed it off. Oh, they hand it off, and there's a run around the end. And it is a touchdown for Evergreen number 78, Maximus Quinega. And that's the final play of the game. And a score for the Evergreen Wolverines. And that's your ball game. We'll be back with your Pierce Center postgame show after this on KSBT at Rock 103.
Enjoying a meal with friends and family is the main ingredient of any Italian dinner. And that's what you'll find at Ivano's Ristorante in downtown Sandpoint. We serve up the very best in Italian cuisine, like lasagna bolognese, eggplant parmigiana, and calamari dore. Ivano's has nightly specials and gluten-free options, and house-made desserts as well. Each meal is made with amore. Ivano's is open nightly for dinner, a Sandpoint tradition for over 35 years. Call and make a reservation today. 208-263-0211. Ivano's Ristorante.
P1FCU gives you the freedom of control. Lost or stolen debit card? You have the control to stop fraud in its tracks by turning off your card from your smartphone. Traveling? Limit usage based on your location. Set up notifications and receive instant transaction and spending alerts. It's time to take control of your debit card with Mobi Money included with your checking account. Only at P1FCU. P1FCU. Your community. Your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203. So come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce with Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Our big September sell down is in full swing. Great selection of used vehicles, price to move with the big sale tags in every vehicle. So if you're looking for new, we have the best prices you're going to find anywhere. Save thousands and thousands of dollars right now. Trade-ins are no problem. 0% financing up to 72 months. Stop on down and see us. And remember, we're the home of the 1995 oil change. Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. You make the drive, I'll make the deal.
This is the Pierce Auto Center post-game report. Coming up, a game recap with Coach Knowles. Now, back to the field for the Jalapeno Stat Page.
All right, we're back here on KSBT and Rock 103 as this is your Pierce Auto Center post-game show. It's going to be short tonight. I'm not going to have a chance to talk with Coach Knowles. I'm not sure what he can add to 56-6. And the Jalapeno Stat Page in the second half, Evergreen was able to run 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 8 plays total. And for the Bulldogs, they did get a drive with a touchdown for the second team as Gordy Dowd ran it in. But also for Sandpoint, in about 13 plays total. But the first half was all Bulldogs as they just rolled it up to 325 yards. Jackson Pettit threw 6. Touchdown passes, if I'm reading this correctly. So it was a big, big night for the Sandpoint Bulldogs as they roll not only the 6 touchdown passes, but they were able to come up with a special team touchdown as well. And we await what happens in Lakeland. So when last we heard it was losing or beating Lakeland 21-14 as they were headed into the fourth quarter. So we'll have that action. If Lakeland come back and win, we'll have a Kansas tiebreaker for you on Monday. If Moscow holds on to the lead that they have right now, we will be coming to you Friday night from Southeastern Idaho. For Doug, who helped me out on the staff, for Dwayne back to the studio, keeping us on the air. That's it from Seattle with the Bulldogs winning it handily. Good night, everybody.